So talk to me about the problem that you all were trying to solve.
I'm Michael Slemko. We coupled with Christiana Care, a hospital in Wilmington. An issue that they have is that with one of their departments, which is called Project Search, they take in people with disabilities and offer them jobs, and they give them little tasks to do and pay them for their job. And one of the issues they were having was one of their employees, Justin, was having issues with sorting medicine because it was difficult to read, and the letters were small, and there was issues all there. And so what we did was we built a little device that could scan the barcodes and sort them. So.
Right. And how did you come to meet Justin Hall? Did they approach you with his problem, or did you approach them first?
So what we did was we went in there on a tour, and they sort of showed us everything that Project Search did. And then what we did was we picked a job. We chose what we found the issues with, and we picked how to fix it. And what we saw was Justin was struggling the most in his department, and we chose him versus all the other parts of Project Search.
And explain to me what the scan sort is, the device that you all built together.
Devlin Horner. The device scans each serial code on the medicines and sorts them alphabetically based on the first letter of the medicine.
So what was your role in this?
I wrote the program in Python 3. That's just a programming language.
What skills were required to build this device?
Hi, I'm Taylor Wynn. A lot of different skills were put into making this device. We all assumed a role. Devlin was our lead programmer. He made the program. I created the files to create the parts on our ShopBot, which is like this big machine we have that can cut out parts of wood to any kind of dimension we like. So we kind of like made the casing for it. We used Adobe Illustrator and VCarve, which are just programs to use that with.
What sort of challenges or unexpected obstacles did you encounter along the way?
All right, I'm Carson Hughes. One of the main challenges was finding a good angle to mount the barcode scanner for to get like the most accuracy out of it. So like our solution to that was to 3D print a little angled wedge to angle the barcode at the perfect angle so it could work 100% of the time.
And just to confirm, is Justin Hall using this device right now?
Hi, I'm Sophia Friedeborn. He's not using it currently because we're not like completely finished with it. We want to make sure it's to its best capabilities before we have him use it, but we do plan to incorporate it into his daily job.
And what work is there left to do?
Right now we're just doing final touches. Like, it was wobbly before, so now we created like a wedge type platform for it so that it'll be more stable, and incorporating the speakers so that they're inside of the casing and not outside and big and bulky. So we're trying to make it more space efficient.
Okay, so what was the most enjoyable part of the project?
Well, to me, and I would hope, you know, obviously to the rest of the group, by the way, my name's Nick Adenolfi, was actually just being able to see Justin use the device, because when, like, the first time he used it, like, you could just see the joy on his face being able to scan the barcode and see it pop up on the screen and see where to place it. Just to be able to see the excitement in that was, like, enough for me to be my favorite part of the entire project.
I do want to clarify something. Project Search is not a paid position. It is an internship, and the good thing about our project is we have the ability to hopefully give Justin the opportunity to have a paid position by giving him this device so he can work more efficiently and hopefully get a job.
Just real quick, I thought it was really cool. I think my favorite part was like being able to incorporate all these different technologies in order to make something this cool and actually like impact the community, you know, knowing we're just a couple of 17-year-olds.
And since you're all seniors, do a couple of you want to talk to me about what you plan to do after graduation?
I plan on going to Temple University and studying biomedical engineering. after working in something like this and being in a hospital and seeing how everything works, I think it's really neat, and I like the idea of medicine and building all at the same time, and I think somehow incorporating the two together is just a really awesome job and a future I want to get myself into.
And Devlin, with your programming skills, I imagine that you're going into computer science.
Yeah, computer science, ideally. There's something cool to me about making inanimate object, like, come to life,